Hi there, Chris. Hi there, Chris, listening to this recording in 90 months.
Chris is listening to it right now while we're doing it.
He's not listening to the recording. He's listening to the live game, so you could shut your trap.
Chris, would you like to say anything to yourself in the future?
Why are we so antagonistic towards each other tonight?
Oh.
That's every night.
No, this night especially.
90 days.
It's your fault, Charlie. Why you gotta be like that?
Yeah.
Don't go projecting your problems
Oh,
onto
you have
me.
90-day expiration date? Okay. It's okay.
Chris, is there anything you'd like to say to yourself in 2 years?
2 years?
Very good, Chris. You can say you can
No.
say. He has nothing to say to himself in 2 years.
Future Chris hates past Chris.
This is the prediction from past Chris.
Later on down the road, when he listens to this in 2 years, he's going to go, "Yeah, fuck that guy. Seriously, god damn."
He's not even christened.
All right, yeah, but this is yeah. Hi everybody. This is Lil Fears. This is session
Motherfucking
15.
goddamn.
What
Put
the
all the coins in the jar.
fuck are you guys on about? I ought to come on down to that house and whoop you till you tan the backside.
Chris is trying to get some small things in a bag, and he got them all in the bag, and then they all fell out of the bag.
Because he turned the bag when I was putting something down.
You're a very smart and gifted man.
Shut the fuck up.
You're a very beautiful man, Chris. I would enjoy making love to you.
Oh my. I'm not ready for this commitment.
There's no commitment.
And you don't need to be ready.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, but it's not making love if they're not ready. I can tell you that much. So anyway, we're playing a game about children.
We're off to a wonderful
We're off
start
to a
today.
wonderful, wonderful start. It's a beautiful thing. It's
okay, we'll get in the carry with it.
Hey, Nate, I just got your text. Would you be up for a game tonight?
It took that long for it to reach you?
Yeah, my text messaging has not been terribly good today.
We're gonna get one pretty soon that says, "Zah!"
No, I actually got that one first.
Awesome.
But yes, anyway,
actually, I'm gonna say pause here a second. I'll be right back. And away real quick.
And so they paused for a second, and all was silent in the land.
Apparently, there's a critter in our house that's not good.
Huh? What kind of not gunny?
Groundhog.
Cool.
So now I'm holding gunny while they try to find this critter.
Oh goodness me. Now I'm tempted to just start the other seed now, but then Nate might just come back in like a minute and interrupt it, and then I won't know where that scene ended.
Also, if I play Grim, he's going to be holding a very jumpy cat.
Jumpy cat.
Hey, I found this cat in the neighborhood. Ooh.
Maybe that could complete his long-term goal, finding ex-cat's family.
Cat family.
God, that also
Getting
just...
a pet would be cool. Oh, no, Gunny, please.
Ah, whoa. Oh, that's because my cord got caught on my chair.
But yeah, what do you want to do?
I guess I'll just pause it for the time being because a bunch of the players are suddenly occupied with a groundhog.
And a cat.
And a cat. They're occupied with varmint and anti-varmint.
That means not a varmint.
He's anti-varmint.
False alarm. Sorry, guys. It's
false groundhog alarm.
It's under the floorboards and it was scratching at the floor, but it was really loud. Was a thing.
That sounds horrifying. How can you live in that house? Well, there's just some things that scratch at the floorboard sometimes, you know.
Sometimes I just gotta get out of the old 45 and just take care of business.
Yeah,
sometimes it sounds like it's in the attic, and sometimes it gives us phone calls from inside the house. You know, just things to deal with when you're a homeowner.
Okay, so I'm back. If you're recording, and
I never stopped.
Okay.
I let Gunny go. Is that okay?
Yeah,
it's fine. Yeah, it ran. I stopped on the floor until I scared it away. So yeah, that question, Medi's just like,
suddenly it is summer.
And then it was fall, and then it was winter.
No! We made one Monty Python reference on this. Anyone else who makes a Monty Python reference shall be sentenced to death. No. Hey,
if you were in Minnesota, it'd feel like summer right now.
Yes. Hey, it feels, yeah, it's like 78 degrees.
Yeah, it's, like, it was 80 yesterday, I think.
Yeah, I know. It's stupid.
Also, we had a sun shower today.
80 here today.
Yeah, we had a sun shower, like, right here. Like, a really bright sun shower.
Nice.
We had hail not too long ago. But, yeah, but so, summer.
Can we take a time out and sort of back up for a second? I've never actually been in a tunnel of love, and I've never been in a place where I think they exist. Are they real things, or are they like jack-in-the-boxes where people make you think they're real with all this advertising, but in reality it's just a big scam?
I've seen actual jack-in-the-boxes.
No, you have not.
I totally have.
Yeah, I saw some down in Texas when I was with Chris.
I think there was a place I used to get to be, like,
Was there a tunnel of love in the jack-in-the-box?
We didn't go in, we just drove past it.
So you've never actually, you don't know. It could be...
You know, first of all, you don't go into a jack-in-the-box. It's just a purely drive-in.
I did go to Sonic, though. I had never seen a Sonic before.
Are
we talking about the food jack-in-the-box or the toy jack-in-the-box?
The food place.
We're talking about tunnels of love right now. Do they really exist?
Yes, they're a thing. It's all worked into the... crap, I can't remember the name of the actual... they're all worked into, I believe it's just called, like, the dark motion ride is the general term for any ride where you get on a cart and it goes slowly through a dark place.
See, most of them I've been through have been, like, scary.
Yeah, that's what most of them are, on accounts of, like, the stigma attached to the tunnel of love. They exist, they're just not common.
Well, I guess we'll see, perhaps, if there is one in Sugar's Park. I can tell you as much as going to look for one. Ravenously.
There could be one by a different name.
A tunnel by any other name.
But in keeping with the theme, it's like it'll have like candy or something.
It's gonna be the cool. It's gonna be a Sucrose Park equivalent of It's a Small World.
Oh dear lord.
That's the most.
Well, I like the idea that it's like, oh man, hey, a dark, slow ride with two people in it turns out to be one of the scary boat rides. It's okay. Just need to get to cling to whoever you're sitting next to.
Grim would think that would be awesome.
Oh, man! Skeletons!
she should be hiding behind them.
Anyway, I'm sorry for that aside. I had a realization that I didn't actually think these things were real.
Yeah, they are.
I just learned about them in fairy tales and storybooks.
And the other thing is that they were phased out slowly because it was fine for people to kiss each other in public.
Yeah. Also, I went on a slow motion ride, which was this 3D thing based on EOL, and at a rock and roll park, and it was pretty cool. Then they replaced it with something dumb called the Monsters of Rock, and that was
yellow.
Stupid. Yeah, Electric Light Orchestra.
You said EOL at first. I'm like EOL.
America Online.
Nonetheless, I was just gonna say, as far as the game went.
Yes, there was a game we were doing.
Betty was going to return. Betty was going to return everybody and be like,
Graham.
Oh, that would explain it.
Bueller, Adrian.
Yo, Adrian. Hey, what's up, man? I don't know.
Yeah. Oh shit. Wait.
I was wondering why you were so quiet there.
I took off my mic to go to the bathroom.